The Gemara on the bottom of Tesim Beis going on to the top of Yud Amud Aleph is discussing shtaros and deeding the shtaros. Ho shtar dehava ksiv be, you have a shtar that was written, shish shnin yisei rasa, but it was postdated by 6 years. It was written 6 years ahead. Savar Rabbanan kamei the Rava lemeimar, so the Rabbanan by Rava thought to say, hai shtar meuchar, it's a shtar meuchar, niakvei adem matez zimne, and as is done with a shtar meuchar, with a postdated document, they have to wait until that time arrives to collect. So v'lo tarif, we shouldn't collect the taxes on it. But Amar Rav Nachman said, "Hi safra dav kona kasfe." This sofer that wrote this shtar was a dafka. He was very precise. Anach shishnin damachu beilam. And the reason that there's a 6 year discrepancy has to do with when the Greeks ruled over Elam. Dan lo chashvin luhu, because we don't count those years. Hod kachashiv luhu, but he does count them. Vizimne kasve, and therefore it's really written at the proper date. So Tosos on the top of Yud Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil Safra Dafkana Kasve, says as follows: Mikan yish lahachshir star shadileg bo hasofer lebris olam vil dileg halfayim vahameos rak shakasav bekach vekach leprat. That from here you learn halacha that a document does not have to have the years from the Bris Olam, not the thousands and not the hundreds, as long as it has the last two digits, right? So if we're in 2018, as long as you have just the 18 there, we know what you're talking about. Shahari b'yamehem hayukosvin l'machos yavanim. In those days, they would write based on the machos of the yavanim. Sofer delgu, and the sofer didn't mention in the years of the yavanim. The havak siv b'shtar b'hedya l'machos yavanim might have a kamar dilma l'isis mitzrayim. If he would clearly write in the document based on the years of the Greek Machus, so the Gemara wouldn't even ask this. Should it be based on the years B'nai Israel came out of Tzrayim? Because we clearly are not writing that way. And we wouldn't say that this sofer in the Gemara is using a different counting of years. And therefore you can't collect the money in the document until that time arrives. Kevan shebegola ein monin al l'machus yavan. Afkanim deal gabrius olam kivan she'en anu monin ata kim labrius olam ein lachosh. Tosos is saying, and nowadays we do in fact count based on the brius olam, and so there's no concern that the way it was written is invalid. V'gamim deal gnami alfayim ein lachosh. And also, if you skip the thousands of years, there's no issues, no need to worry. Nikamar samach shavke la'alfa kame benakte la'alfa basra. The Gemara later on points out, You leave the first thousand, you take the last thousand, that basically it's telling you that there's no concern that the years are different. V'yish sofrim shugorsin shavke l'chala v'nakte l'prata. And so some sofrim have the following text, the following girsa, to leave the large amount and take the small amount. That we're obviously not concerned about the difference of these years, these discrepancies. Rabbeinu Tam, asa masa shekasav shtar b'kach v'kach l'prat v'deleg ha'alfayim v'gam b'riyas olam. And Rabbeinu Tam had the practice that when he wrote a shtar, he would have the last 2 years, and he skipped the thousands of years, and even though that was talking about not from the Malchus Yavan, but from the Bris Olam. The Gemara a little bit further down on Yud is discussing the statement of Yom Ginusia, which is one of these days that the Avodas Chum celebrate, and we want to know what is the nature of this day. So maybe it's when they inaugurate the king, and the Gemara says that can't be, because there's a different day for that. So maybe the Gemara then says it's when the king inaugurates his son to be the next king. At which point the Gemara says as follows, Tani Rav Yosef, but didn't Rav Yosef teach, Hine katon asaticha bagoyim, quoting from Ovadia, that the Pasuk says that that it's made, that the government of Rome has been made inferior amongst the nations, She'en moshivin melch ben melch, because they don't appoint the son of a king as a king, which apparently is looked down upon. Bazoya tamo, the Pasuk continues, that they are despised, that they are bizayun, She'en lahen lok sav lo lashon, because the Romans, they don't have their own writing, their own written language, nor spoken language. The fact that the Romans borrow their language from other languages is seen as something, as a bizayun. Tosos, however, points out differently. So Tosos, Devar Maskil, She'en lahem lok sav lo lashon, says as follows. Peirush HaKuntrus, She'nilkat lashonam l'lashonamos. Right, so as Rashi says, that their language is really a collection of different languages from around the world. V'tema, d'ha b'nei Yishmael, v'nei Keturah, v'amon Moav, sh'amdu achar dor flaga, ma'ein ba'lahem lashonam im lo ma'o masacheres. you have the sons of Ishmael, Keturah, and Amram and Moab, who were after the Dor HaPlugah, and obviously they must have gotten their languages from somewhere. So Lekach Pirish Ri Kasav Lashon Chashuv Shamalachim Mishtamshin Bo Kein Chacham Asivanus. So the Ri says, no, it's not that the Romans don't have their own language; they do have their own language, but rather that there's a certain royal language, more aristocratic language, that is used by the kings, by the upper echelons, by the government, such as the Chacham Asivanus, the Greek knowledge, the philosophizers. Behind the Amrim Megillah, and that's what it says in Megillah. The Chresi leBavel Shem Shar, that I have cut off from Bavel a name. Shem is a lashon, and the shame, the name, refers to a language. Umayka Amar. So what does the Gemara mean by this? The Ha beLashon Arami Heim Misaprim veOda Mishtamshin Bo Ela Bevadai Lashon Malchus Kamar. They spoke in Aramaic, so how can you say their language is cut off? Rather, it's talking about the fact that they don't have a royal language that they use. VeOda Shlomar. The Amr Bereshis Rabba, as it says in Bereshis Rabba, B'dor HaFlaga, Allah Hayam, V'Hetzif Harbe Mishpachos, Me'ayin Omos, V'Chulan Amdu Mishmal V'Nei Keturah. There wasn't just a flood during the days of Noah, but during the Dor HaFlaga as well, the seas rose up and flooded many families from the 70 nations, and those who survived were lived on by Yishmael and Keturah. So those that survived the flood from the Dor HaPlugah, they took on one of the languages from one of the nations that had been destroyed. But Rome must have gotten their language from elsewhere, other than the original 70 nations.